The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, page 82a, Rabbi Chiya bar Avuya says, we had a wicked king named Jehoiakim, and engraved on his skull were the words, Zot ve'od acheret. He's yet to suffer another punishment. That was engraved in his skull. Rabbi Preda's grandfather came across a skull in the gates of Jerusalem. And engraved on the skull was this and yet another. He still has another thing covered. So he buried it. Next time he comes back to that gate, he finds the skull again. So this time he buries it a second time. And then he finds the skull again. So he says, that's not respectful. This is the ancient king Jehoiakim. This must be his skull, because it says about him, the prophet curses him, that he will be buried like a donkey. And just like a donkey's carcass, the bones are scattered and tossed all over. No one cares about it. That's what is going to happen to the king Jehoiakim. So he said, but you know what? He was a Jewish king. It's not respectful. So he took the skull and wrapped it in fine silk, in a very fine cloth. And he put it at home in a special trunk. So he wanted to store it respectfully. Okay. He leaves for Beis Medrash and his wife comes home. So his wife sees a special chest. She opens up the chest and she unwraps and she sees a skull. So she goes to her best friend and says, what do you make of this? He brings home this skull and he wraps it up and puts it in a chest. So she says, that's must be, her best friend tells her, that must be the skull of his first wife. He can never forget her. That's your nemesis in the house. So she wasn't about to stand up for that. She took the skull, heated up the oven to the highest heat, and put it inside until it was all ashes. And Rabbi Preda's father comes in, his grandfather comes home, and he says, ooh, now I know why it was engraved in his skull, that he had one more punishment still coming. That's it, she finished him off. So that's the story you quoted, that's the full version in the Talmud. It's interesting to note how Rabbi Preda's grandfather doesn't get upset at his wife. It's like, he comes home and he doesn't start telling you, you know what you just did? He looks at it and says, okay, this is what God meant.